It's Tuesday of the first week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zisner.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Blessed are the blameless in the way who walk in the law of the Lord.
In a grave they laid thee, O my life and my Christ, and the armies of the angels were surrounded.
We continue our Roman pilgrimage today, gathering first at the Collect Church, which is San Nicola in Carcere. But the station is at Santa Anastasia al Palatino, close to the Circus Maximus in the Palatine Hill. The church's patron saint was a martyr in Sirmium, now in modern-day Serbia. This very ancient place of worship was one of the house churches in an area of Rome near the Tiber, which had lots of shops and fora for goods coming into the city. Saint Anastasia is named in the Roman canon. She was the daughter of a Roman official. In the account of her passion, we learn that St. Chrysogonus taught her the faith. Tradition has it that St. Jerome was often at this church to say Mass because he hailed from the same region as Anastasia. St. Anastasia is also one of the station Masses for one of the three Masses of Christmas. Pope Damasus had the fresco in the apse made. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troedek. The evangelist St. Matthew tells how our Lord healed a great number of sick people and invalids. Before so many marvels, the children who were there began to acclaim Jesus, crying, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They have a simple heart. They sense that Jesus is the Messiah so long awaited, and they are celebrating. Our Lord said one day that the kingdom of heaven is for those who resemble little children. The Pharisees are learned men, but today they do not even understand that a prophecy is being fulfilled before their eyes. And so our Lord reminds them of that expression of the psalmist, "Out of the mouths of infants and of sucklings thou hast perfected praise." The heart of the Pharisees is full of pride and jealousy, and that is why it is all in darkness, plunged in the most total blindness. It is important to realize these things here as Lent begins. In this time of conversion, let us banish any form of pride, any jealousy from our heart, lest we suffer the terrible chastisement of blindness. On the contrary, let us imitate the simplicity of children. That is the spirit to cultivate if we want to draw down upon us the graces of God. Lord Jesus, we wish to imitate the children of Jerusalem during this Lent. We too desire to show the same simplicity and to apply ourselves joyfully to the prayer of praise. Lord Jesus, teach us to pray better in all circumstances, in the car or in public transportation, but also by ejaculatory prayers at work or at the office or at home. Why should we turn the other cheek? Because hate multiplies like a seed. If one preaches hate and violence to 10 men in a row and tells the first to strike the second and the second to strike the third, the hatred will envelop all 10. The only way to stop this hate is for one man to turn his other cheek. Then the hatred ends. It is never passed on. Absorb violence for the sake of the Savior, who will absorb sin and to die for it. The Christian law is that the innocent shall suffer for the guilty. Thus, Jesus would have us do away with adversaries, because when no resistance is offered, the adversary is conquered by a superior moral power. Fulton Sheen. The prayer over the people in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. Bow your heads to God. May our prayers ascend unto you, O Lord, and banish all wickedness from your church. Oremus, humiliate capita vestre Deo, ascendant ad te Domine preces nostre, et ab ecclesia tua cunctam repelle nequitiam, per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et reinat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.